Thanks for tuning in to WGXC 90.7 FM. My name is Kira DeCoudre, reporting the news for Wednesday, August 6th. Adam Clayton is reporting in the Register Star that Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation is seeking a 4.4% rate increase effective this time next year. The company filed a rate plan with the State Public Service Commission last month. The plan is currently under review by the commission. Central Hudson said the increase was necessary to modernize and strengthen its utility delivery system. It hopes to replace aging infrastructure, improve grid efficiency, and develop community solar panel projects. The plan, if approved as proposed, will raise total average residential electricity bills by $4.78 per month. The plan, if approved as proposed, will raise total average residential electricity bills by $4.78 per month, based on an average of 620 kilowatt hours of electric usage per month. Household bills for gas delivery systems will increase by approximately $1 per month. Read the full story in the Register Star. William J. Kemble is reporting in the Daily Freeman that the Catskill Town Board on Tuesday, August 5th, approved the formation of the Leeds and Jefferson Heights Sewer District. The projected cost of the plan is $11 million. The measure was unanimously approved by the board following a public hearing that attracted approximately 50 people. Residents during the hearing raised concerns over a $766 per household per year price tag attached to the project. "You're going to have senior citizens who can't pay it," one resident said. Several residents were troubled to learn they would not have a vote on formation of the district. New lines would connect the village system in Jefferson Heights and travel along Route 23B to Leeds. Officials expect construction to begin in late 2015 and take two construction seasons to complete. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Audrey Matat is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Caro-Durham Board of Education on Tuesday, August 5th, appointed Caro-Durham High School Principal Anthony Taibbi to serve as the district's acting superintendent. The appointment was made during a special meeting called to address personnel matters. District Superintendent Mary Fassett has been placed on paid administrative leave pending an investigation of an unspecified nature.
"It's a situation, Dean, right now we can't discuss.
I understand.
You have put the scenarios out there. We cannot deny, we cannot affirm any of that stuff until the process takes its course. Administrative leave is strictly that. She continues to be paid at the salary she makes right now, and after the investigation is in the process. We're not going to compromise that by discussing any part of that tonight. I do truly appreciate your question, but it's not a point where we can right now discuss that. It just isn't right now. We can't."
Taibbi will serve in a dual capacity as both superintendent and high school principal for an unspecified period of time. Also Tuesday, the board accepted the resignation of member Robert Criswell.
Item G is a letter from Mr. Robert Criswell, and he's stating that he'd like to resign. He says, "The rhetoric and subsequent actions of the majority of this board in recent days has left me deeply frustrated and disappointed, and I feel I cannot continue to serve in good conscience. Therefore, I, Robert Criswell, do hereby submit my resignation from the Caro-Durham Board of Education, effective immediately." And that's why he left the forum.
Criswell's term runs through June 2015. The board is actively looking at how to fill the vacancy. The board also hired Mary Cullahan as Caro-Durham Elementary School Assistant Principal. The vacancy was created by the recent resignation of Scott Richards. Cullahan received a Master's of Science in Education from the College of St. Rose. She was previously employed as a teaching and learning coach with the Schenectady City School District. A recording of the full Board of Education meeting is available online at wgxc.org/archives. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. For the weather today, there will be a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms afternoon. Patchy fog before 9 a.m., otherwise partly sunny, high near 81. The chance of rain is at 20%, and on Wednesday night, it will be partly cloudy, low around 58. Thursday, there will be scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly between noon and 4 p.m. Some of the storms could produce small hail. Mostly sunny, high near 78, and for Thursday night, partly cloudy, low around 56. For Friday, it will be sunny, high near 81, and for the night, mostly clear, low around 57. Saturday will be sunny with a high near 84, Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 58. The sunrise today was at 5:54 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:08 p.m., allotting the length of the day to be 14 hours and 13 minutes. Today is the first Wednesday of the month, and Caro will be having a planning board meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 512 Main Street in Caro. For more information, call 622-3120. Ghent will be having a planning board meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 2306 State Route 66 in Ghent. For more information, please call 392-4644. Greene County will be having a Legislature Human Services, Health, and Education Committees meeting at 6 p.m. at County Building 411 Main Street in Catskill. For more information, please call 719-3270. Greenport will be having a town board meeting at 7 p.m. in Greenport Town Hall, 600 Town Hall Drive in Hudson. For more information, call 828-4656. Halcott will be having a planning board meeting at 7 p.m. at Halcott Grange, 254 County Route 3 at Halcott Center. For more information, please call 845-254-9920. The Hudson Common Council Youth and Aging Committee meeting is canceled, but the Arts, Entertainment, and Tourism Committee meeting will meet at 6:45 at City Hall, 520 Warren Street in Hudson. For more information, call 828-1030. Livingston will be having a planning board meeting at 7 p.m. in Town Hall, County Route 19, Livingston. For more information, call 851-9441. New Baltimore will be having a Zoning Board of Appeals meeting at 7:30 p.m. in Town Hall, 3809 County Route 51 in Hanacrox. For more information, call 756-6671. Philmont will be having a Library Board of Trustees meeting at 7 p.m. at the library at 010 Main Street in Philmont. For more information, call 672-5010. Thanks for tuning in to WGXC 90.7 FM.